From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. begins effort to deliver aid to beleaguered minorities in Iraq. Hamas threatening to restart fighting with Israel. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. A Pentagon official says the United States has begun an effort to deliver emergency humanitarian aid to Iraqi Christians facing death at the hands of Islamic extremists in northern Iraq. The official says U.S. personnel in the region are getting ready to airdrop food, water, and other essential supplies. The official says airstrikes remain an option. President Obama conferred with his national security team in the White House for much of Thursday. Extremists from the Islamic State who have taken over much of northern Iraq are threatening to kill religious minorities, including Christians and followers of an ancient religion called Yazidi, unless they convert to Islam. Tens of thousands have fled for their lives in terror and are now trapped on top of a mountain with no food or water. Hamas militants are threatening to restart fighting with Israel if Israeli negotiators do not meet a key demand at truce talks in Cairo. A 72-hour ceasefire is set to expire at 8 a.m. local time Friday unless Hamas accepts Israel's proposal to extend it. Hamas is demanding Israel lift its blockade of a Gaza seaport, which has choked the Gazan economy and keeps Palestinians from traveling. Israel is insisting Hamas disarm. A month of Israeli airstrikes in response to Hamas rocket attacks killed almost 1,900 Palestinians, mostly civilians. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Afghanistan on an unannounced visit, meeting with presidential candidates locked in a hard-fought dispute over election results. Secretary Kerry is pressing for a resolution between former Finance Minister Ashraf Ghani and challenger Abdullah Abdullah, who disagree about the results of a runoff vote that placed Ghani as the frontrunner. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul says 18% of the almost 23,000 ballot boxes have been reviewed by an international team overseeing the audit. The latest round of peace talks between South Sudan's warring factions is at a standstill, dimming hopes that a comprehensive deal could be reached this week. VOA's Gabe Joslow reports.
South Sudan's government and the rebel opposition failed to meet for scheduled talks in Addis Ababa Thursday, apparently because of opposition complaints about the negotiation process. The two sides have committed to peace talks to end a conflict that began in mid-December, when a political dispute between President Salva Kiir and his main rival, Riek Machar, turned violent. But the opposition team has declined to participate in the discussions during the past 2 days, saying it wants to talk directly about ending hostilities before discussing political reforms. A previous agreement called for the two sides to form a transitional government by an August 10th deadline, now just a few days away. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Nairobi.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention activated its Emergency Operations Center at the highest level in response to the world's worst Ebola outbreak. CDC Chief Dr. Thomas Frieden told a congressional hearing on Ebola Thursday that the centers will soon have 50 disease experts in West Africa at the center of the crisis. Dr. Frieden said he is confident no major outbreak in the U.S. will happen. The World Health Organization says Ebola killed more than 930 people in West Africa, mostly in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen is calling on Russia to step back from the brink of war in Ukraine by withdrawing thousands of combat troops massed on its border. He spoke Thursday in Kiev in a show of support for Ukraine as government troops battle a pro-Russian insurgency near the Russian border. Other NATO officials warn the Russian border force could invade Ukraine under the guise of a peacekeeping mission. India is defending its decision to block a global trade deal by the World Trade Organization, but says it is still willing to join the pact if its concerns are addressed. The deal is meant to liberalize trade and create millions of new jobs. Anjana Pasricha has details.
The pact being negotiated by the World Trade Organization was meant to streamline customs rules and red tape, cutting costs of shipping goods across the world. But the trade facilitation deal fell through last week as India refused to ratify it. India's Commerce Minister Nirmala Sitharaman told Parliament on Wednesday that New Delhi could not consider the deal due to concerns that it could hamper its ability to distribute subsidized food to its poor people. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
And I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.